This is VOA News. I'm Diana Roberts. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts have agreed to separate meetings with a delegation of African heads of state to discuss a possible plan to end the war in Ukraine. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A statement from Ramaphosa's office said he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone over the weekend, and they agreed to host an African leaders' peace mission in Moscow and Kyiv, respectively. Ramaphosa says the leaders of Zambia, Senegal, Republic of Congo, Uganda, and Egypt plan to join him on that mission. No details were provided on the timing or possible parameters of the talks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A spokesperson for Britain's Prince Harry said Wednesday the prince, his wife, and her mother were involved in what has been described as a near catastrophic car chase. They say it happened while being followed by photographers after an event in New York City late Tuesday. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
In a statement, the spokesperson said the incident occurred after the couple had attended an awards ceremony held in New York by the Ms. Foundation for Women, where Meghan was honored for her work. In the statement, the spokesperson said the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and Ms. Ragland were involved in a near catastrophic car chase at the hands of a ring of highly aggressive paparazzi. The statement went on to say this relentless pursuit, lasting over 2 hours, resulted in multiple near collisions involving other drivers on the road, pedestrians, and two New York Police Department officers. The statement concluded with, "While being a public figure comes with a high level of interest from the public, it should never come at the cost of anyone's safety." Harry and Meghan stepped down from their royal roles in 2020 and moved to the United States, partly because of what they described as intense media harassment. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
For more on all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is scaling back an overseas trip amid an unresolved issue with Congress over setting debt limits. The president is still planning this week's Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima, Japan. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
The White House says the president will return home Sunday after the G7 meeting concludes so he can hold further meetings with congressional leaders to avert an economically disastrous default by the U.S. government not paying its bills. Biden met Tuesday with top lawmakers. There was progress, according to the participants, but no agreement on raising the debt ceiling. That compelled the White House to cut from the travel agenda. An unprecedented presidential visit to Papua New Guinea to meet with Pacific Island leaders, as well as a stop in Australia, where Biden was to address a joint session of Parliament. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has ruled out a so-called Quad summit taking place in Sydney without President Joe Biden. Albanese says he understands why Biden pulled out of the summit to focus on debt limit talks in Washington since they are crucial to the economy. Both parties are bickering over who's to blame for the debt ceiling standoff, while Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns of what will happen if they cannot reach a deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Whose fault is it?
The only group of people in Washington threatening a default are House Republicans.
The Republicans are the only ones who've raised the debt limit.
Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy traded barbs not long after Yellen told a bankers' conference a default would be a catastrophe.
The U.S. economy hangs in the balance.
With the Treasury unable to pay the nation's bills as soon as June 1st if Congress cannot reach an agreement.
There's no time to waste.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Carolina Republicans have overridden a veto of a 12-week abortion limit, allowing it to become state law, the AP's Jennifer King reports.
Protesters chanted from the gallery Tuesday night as North Carolina's Republican-controlled General Assembly successfully overrode the Democratic governor's veto of legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. It will become the law in North Carolina. It's a major victory for Republicans like State Representative Kristen Baker.
I am proud to support Senate Bill 20.
The GOP needed every member on board to get the 3/5 majority, including Tricia Cotham, who in early April switched from the Democratic Party. The law takes effect July 1st and contains exceptions for rape and incest up to 20 weeks, life-limiting fetal anomalies, and to protect the life of the mother. Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia says that with 6-week bans pending in South Carolina and Florida, the law will be devastating for abortion.